Hi, my name is Nick.
Hi, and I'm Frederick.
And this is the Music Podcast. You can find me at Music Podcast 3 on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, you can find me at Radio Nick. On Facebook, you can find me at Radio Nick.
And for me, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat under Frederick Grimsley underscore Junior and stuff. That's Frederick Grimsley underscore Junior on Instagram and Frederick Grimsley Junior on Facebook. And then on Snapchat, it's F Grimsley 1. So from all social medias, just follow me on there. If you ever want to listen to your music podcast, you can follow both of us. For me, Nick.
Music Podcast 3 on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find Frederick where he just told you. And let's get on with the show. And thanks for listening. Hello, my name is Nick. Welcome to season 2 of the Music Podcast. And with my permanent co-host, Frederick.
What's up, everybody?
So in season 2, nothing's really going to change. It's going to be the same. But the only thing different is I have a sidekick.
Your permanent co-host.
Yep. So Batman had Robin. I have Frederick.
I'm like the Patrick of your SpongeBob.
Yes, you're like the Patrick Star of my podcast. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm like the Patrick of your SpongeBob. Did I say that right?
Yeah, the Patrick. Yeah, the Patrick. The Patrick of my, or my the SpongeBob of my pa- I don't know.
But I'm not dumb though. That's the thing.
Okay, have you heard of the TV show Duncanville?
Oh yeah, is it on Hulu?
No, it's on Fox.
Fox, yeah.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu, or you can watch it on Hulu because Hulu posts, they put out different shows.
Isn't it the same creators of Family Guy?
No, different people.
Okay.
Yeah. But the reason we're talking about that show is because the father, he's a big like rock star, or he thinks he's a rock star. And one of the episodes, I think it was the first episode, he actually, Alice Cooper was actually on the show.
Alice Cooper?
Yeah. You know Alice Cooper?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was actually him voicing his own character.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was
nice.
Yeah, and there was one episode where him and his daughter start the father and the daughter start their own band, and they go around to like kid shows, and one of them was called called Tickle Con or something. It was kind of like a kid version of Lollapalooza.
or Coachella.
Yeah. Coachella.
So they have their own guest appearance.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of say.
Yeah. Yeah. They have their own like actual rock stars on that show. And it's done by voiced by some really famous people, like Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have a lot of different, like Amy Poehler and different people like that on their show.
That's cool. Has anybody like any from the music world came on there?
No, not yet. Just Alice Cooper so far.
Okay, so they only have comedians.
Alice Cooper's not a comedian.
I know she's not.
No, him.
So. Oh, him.
Yeah, did you I don't know if it was really him or not, but one of the characters was actually Steve.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but I didn't really pay attention to the credits. So I don't know if it was really him voicing his own character.
What is it? They just came on this season, right? Like this
no,
is
their they're first on week? They're on the second season.
Oh, second season. Okay. I have to catch up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's on Fox on Sunday nights on Fox.
Yeah, right after Family Guy. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Did I hear what?
Oh, I was gonna say, did you hear the
So did I? So you were gonna say, did I hear about what?
Oh, Britney Spears' conservatorship with her, she ended it.
Yeah, or she's trying to end it. She was in a court. Yeah, so let's get into that. Yeah, so I have a lot of topic to talk about this. Britney's trying to end her. Britney Spears is trying to end her conservatorship. She's been in talking in court about how she can't even, like, she can't even go out to see her friends that live like 5 minutes away from her house. She can't even be in the same car driven by her boyfriend.
Yeah, I also had to literally leave the country. And stuff, but yeah. Not the country. They was in Hawaii.
Yeah, and she can't but even.
She's got to get away from the all. From
yeah, and she's got an IDU, I think it's called, inside of her, where she can't even. They won't even allow her to get pregnant. And wow. Yeah, it's all controlled by her father and this conservatorship. And I got a clip here. Hold on, and this is what Wendy Williams actually had to say.
How dare you, Mr. Spears? You had me fooled. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them.
Oh. Yeah, wow. That's something you should not say on national TV. Don't care who you are. My opinion, I think Wendy Williams, I'm just going to straight out and say it. I don't care. I think Wendy Williams is a bitch. That's just my opinion.
Honestly, I mean, I'm knowing myself, I'm a fan of Wendy Williams and stuff. And I watch her. I used to watch her like every evening throughout the day. But it's just the thing she says is so controversial and stuff. And she puts herself in trouble and stuff and saying death to all of them. Like, seriously, who says that? Like, that's making threats to somebody.
Yeah, and stuff. It is.
Like, I don't want death on nobody, but you know, she can get her, she can lose her show for that.
Yeah, I know.
She should really consider on what she's saying. And so I know she has problems, but
yeah,
come on now.
And
you
then,
can't say stuff like that.
No, you can't. But, so let's go back to, Britney. She can't even, her lawyer has quitted on her, and her manager has quit too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they all giving up on her?
Basically. So her manager quit, her lawyer quit, because her lawyer says that, supposedly according to TMZ, that her lawyer said that she could have ended it like whenever she wanted to, but I doubt that Britney knew that she could end it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been going on for like, I don't know, since she was like a young
teenager.
And her father's control of it. Like, she can't even spend like her own money the way she wants to it. She was like forced to do some of the tours that she didn't want to do. And the reason her manager quit is because she said that she thinks it's like Britney's retirement. And that that you don't really need a manager if you're not gonna tour anymore or do anything, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I think it's a shame how she's going through such a hard time in her life where she can't do anything and stuff. Her father is basically like just controlling and stuff and not letting her daughter grow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff. And it's just, you know, I feel like he treats her as a little girl and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, stuff. And she's 39.
Yeah, because like conservatorships are supposed to like be for like people where that have like that basically can't take care of themselves. That's the reason they're set up.
Right.
But she can take care of herself. Like she's making all this money for people. If you guys want to listen to a really good podcast, it came out this week. It's called Toxic, and it's the same people who run the Brittany Graham Instagram. It's called Brittany Graham, and yeah, you guys can listen to the full story. And if you want to hear what Britney Spears actually had to say in court, the full thing is on YouTube. There's multiple YouTubes that you guys can listen to it on.
Right.
So now we are going to switch topics and we're going to talk about, so the band we're talking about is Kiss. Kiss has a new documentary out there that came out a couple weeks ago. It was produced by, it was aired on A&E, and it was a two-part documentary, so it aired on Sunday night of a couple weeks ago, on Monday night. So it was a two-part documentary. They were about 2 hours each, so total like 4 hours. And they talked about how the band started and how Paul Stanley, how he actually has a... he was born with an ear, with like no...
Wait, he's half deaf, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was born with like no ear. When he was a child, he had like a birth defect. And they actually found a doctor. They actually found a doctor to do like ear replacement surgery. So he could actually like hear again. Isn't that weird?
Right. Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And there was one point in time where Kiss thought people were just like watching their music videos, on MTV, because like that was the only way to watch like videos back then. Was like MTV and MTV, and so they thought people were just watching them and not actually going out and buying like Kiss records and Kiss music. So they decided to take off the mask to see what people thought of them. And people were actually like appreciative and they were actually going out seeing Kiss and they had like no makeup on and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's been like totally different members. Some of them left, like Ace Frehley, like he got like fired from being in the band or whatever because of like he would never show up on time. He was always drunk. Yeah, so there's like, I highly recommend for you guys that like just music in general and want a story about a band that's been around for like ever, because like I'm not even a big Kiss fan. But the documentary was really cool to see how a band like started. It's been around for like ever, and they're doing their last like their final tour. They're on their final tour. Yeah, but to me, it just kind of sucks that like some concerts aren't even coming back till next year.
Right. Yeah. And there's some artists that are decided that they don't want to tour until I guess vaccination is more available to everybody.
Yeah, or Corona is 100% over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like that new one that's out there.
Yeah, the Delta variant.
Yeah.
And so
it comes from India.
Yeah.
So, So what have you been listening to?
This week, I've been listening to a lot of straight up
club music.
No, not club music. It's basically so I listen to each different EDM artist every week.
Yeah.
This week is Oliver Heldens.
Alder Heldens.
Yeah, you heard of him.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of like old school music, like Hall & Oates and ZZ Top and old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But none of the new school yet.
So I've been listening to a lot of like EDM and stuff like that, like Alan Walker and like songs like Into the Thick of It.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Stuff from like that. Yeah, so stuff like that. So stuff like Into the Thick of It and So what's your like? Why do you think like because why do you think TikTok videos? Why do you think like songs are like blowing up from like 20 years ago or like 10 years ago on TikTok?
Because I think TikTok makes it trend again.
Yeah, just like that, potential breakup song by Ali and AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blew up again on TikTok, and they decided to make like an adult version where they're actually saying like bad words. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's amazing because every song that you hear on TikTok from the 2000s or 90s or 80s and stuff, you hear it and then it goes viral again, and then it's a number one hit.
Yeah, so songs all over like this. I'm Tyrone.
We're tramping through the bush. On and on we push. Into the thick of it.
So songs like that blow up on TikTok from like little kids shows.
I have
no idea why that is so popular.
Isn't that from where is that from? Paw Patrol?
No, that's from the Backyardigans.
Oh.
That's why I said I'm Pablo.
Wow, the Backyardigans. I actually remember that show.
Yeah, I wish Alan Walker was coming to Imagine. His music is just like sad, but it's so beautiful to actually hear it live or whatever. I don't know if you can call it live. Can you call people who DJ live music?
If they're performing live, I guess.
Yeah, but they're not really performing live. Or they are, but...
Well, if he's not on stage, then he can perform. I don't even know what you call that.
Yeah, just DJing, I guess. I wish would not be a DJ, but he is?
Cool.
Is DJ Diesel.
I wish he was a full-time DJ.
You wish he was a full-time DJ?
Yeah, it's like... No. Hear me out. No, it's just like... I just wish Shaq was more at festivals and stuff. Like, just to see him and stuff, because...
Yeah, he's cool to see, but, like, to me, he's not, like, anything special. As a DJ, like, as a person, yeah. But, like, as a DJ, I don't think he's, like... Like, I'm gonna go pay thousands of dollars just to see him DJ.
Wow. Like,
because I've actually seen him.
Yeah, well, you got to see Shaquille O'Neal as a DJ.
Yeah. DJ Diesel. Duh.
Yeah.
Duh, bitch.
But you know who I wanna see?
So who do you wanna see?
Idris Elba.
Who's that?
He's a actor.
Why is he a DJ? Is he a DJ?
Yeah, he's a British DJ, a black British DJ. He's been in movies like Transformers. He was the sergeant.
He was
the
sergeant in Transformers?
No, in Pacific Rim.
In Pacific Rim? Oh, that's cool.
So
there's been a lot of things in the news lately. We know Wendy Williams is still a bitch.
She should just retire. Like, isn't she old enough to like just call it quits and just?
Yeah. So, they just released this past week that Paul McCartney is coming out with a new documentary called McCartney 1, 2, 3, and it was. They showed the trailer on Good Morning America or the Today Show. They showed the trailer for it, and he goes like into the Beatles songs and to like Paul McCartney songs and stuff like that. So like he said at one point when he knew that when he started with Lennon, that he was just starting out with a guy named Lennon, and then he knew like later on he was performing with like John Lennon, like this big dude. So there's I think it's gonna be out on Hulu. It's called McCartney 1, 2, 3. So I think awesome. it's a 3-part documentary kind of thing.
I can't wait to.
Yeah.
And you said it's gonna be out. Well, when is it gonna be out?
It should be out. It should be out this month. It's coming out July 16th. That's July 16th, and it's gonna be. I'm pretty sure it's coming out on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then there's also gonna be a I think I've talked about this before on the podcast. Season 2 started, I think this was like around I think this actually was episode 1. I talked about this season 1 episode 1 that they're coming out with. They still have not released it because everything has been shut down because of the pandemic and movie theaters were shut down and everything. They're actually coming out with another called it's called Get Back, and it's more unlike footage that they found later on of the Let It Be project.
Right.
So they're coming out with more parts because there was a Let It Be TV or movie. So these are like unedited or on like more. What I'm trying to say is more footage that they found in like a storage unit somewhere of the same film, but like more of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So have you been, into any clubs lately?
Not recently. let me tell you. We was out me and Victoria was at Citrus. It was a club in West Palm Beach. Okay. And we met this lady and stuff. She's all Colombian and stuff. She's beautiful. Yeah. But she was playing this you know that song? It's a Spanish song. It's like I forgot how it goes, but
Despacito.
No, not Despacito, it's like Taki-taki.
Oh, that's by,
yeah.
Crap. Room Taki. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. It's, I think it's by Selena, with Selena Gomez, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, Taki-taki. And she was playing that song on her Pandora, because there was a live DJ there and stuff. That's and, cool. We was there, and she was like, Taki-taki. Tucky, tucky, and we was all dancing to it, and so she was like, "You dance?" I was like, no, I don't dance. But it was like, ooh, you got the hips for it. And I was like, and honestly, so she grabbed my hand and she literally gives me like, get me off the stool. And I'm like dancing with the bartender now. And all of a sudden it's like, just Victoria's like, oh, get it, Freddie, get it. And I'm like, okay. And then I was waiting for her to do the twirl.
Damn.
But no, nah, I was waiting for her to bend over for real.
No, but the lady, or Victoria?
No, the lady. Oh. The Michelle. Her name is Michelle, by the way. But
last name Obama.
Nah. But she was she's very pretty though. Mm. Really pretty. And but I told her, she's like, you should bring your friends more often. I'm like, yeah. So
damn.
So but, yeah, it was a good time.
Before we end this podcast, I just want to give a little like backstory here. That I started this podcast about a year ago. This week. Now we're on to season 2, episode 1. And I finally brought my, actually we tried him out for a couple of weeks, a couple of times in season 1, Frederick. Now he's my permanent guest, permanent co-host. And the way that we met, we're both from Florida, and we met in, grade school, and we both love music, so that's how it started. So yeah,
we've been friends. You know how long we've been friends? For 15 years. It's been 15 years since we became friends, like best friends. And it's literally like, you know, time flies. Like I basically knew you all my life.
Yeah.
So but don't worry, we got more 15 years to go, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys for listening to Music Podcast. Good night, good day, wherever you are in the world. I am out.
Good night, y'all.